Good morning. Joe and I appreciate the opportunity to share some thoughts during this stewardship moment on the theme, Rooted in Faith, Growing in Commitment. I have had a long journey with River Road, almost 50 years, through many, many life passages. Birth of a son, a marriage breakup, single parenting, and raising my son in the church. So through life's twists and turns, this church family has provided support, understanding, friendship, and fellowship to Jeff and me. Joe and I were married in this sanctuary, we can't believe it, almost 24 years ago. This church with an ecumenical approach and a philosophy were very welcoming since Joe was raised in the Catholic faith. Early in our marriage, we were very busy in blending our two families, busy in our professional work life, busy caring for aging family members, and welcoming grandchildren into our family, including a set of triplets. So we were busy. Once Joe and I moved into retirement, we found a calling to be engaged in missions, which we found enhanced our spiritual growth. We recognized the gift of stewardship and the commitment of this church to support missions. This has provided opportunities to carry health, hope, and God's love through mission to serve God's children in our community, our state, our nation, and internationally. At this time of stewardship, we consider giving to all activities of the church. We recognize the importance of faith in action, both within the church as well as outside the walls of our church, many times stretching us beyond our comfort zone. An excellent exemplar is the Endowment Board's grant to develop the sewing circle at Crossover Healthcare Ministry. The mission started as we and they. The we being our church ladies sharing their sewing talents, and they being our Latino women neighbors. Now we have moved from the we and the they to truly becoming a sisterhood of faith in action. Our pastor, Dr. Glaze, in his recent sermon focus on the book of James, reminds us of being, quote, doers of the word, unquote. God is speaking to our hearts to share the many gifts that we have been given. This reminds us of hands in action to give generously to God's work. Hands in prayer, hands on in missions and church activities, like building ramps and buildings, packing meals, doing church yard work, singing in the choir, providing health care, teaching Sunday school, helping with vacation Bible school, being on committees, and others. Hands in prayer, hands on, and hands in giving. Giving of financial resources. In closing, Joe and I ask each of you to join us in prayerfully considering how we can give back to our church in time, talent, and treasure. Thank you.